afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the War Room, coming to you live this Monday afternoon. You want to say Monday morning? Last holdover from American Journal. We have a huge show for you today. Bigger than perhaps is responsible of me. I was able to cut down my video list from about 120 videos to about 75. So we'll see how many of those we get to. We, of course, are going to talk about Maduro being captured. But there's just really barely the tip of the spear. There are terrorist attacks that wiped out electricity for a huge portion of Berlin yesterday, and what I think is going to be a more common tactic of the left as we, you know, move towards their ultimate communist worldwide revolution. But we also have goings on in Israel and Iran and here in America, and just so very much to talk about. And I think we're going to begin today, after our daily dispatch, we're going to at least spend some time, an appropriate amount of time, reveling in the glory and power of the American military. We're just unironically, we're just going to spend some time truly appreciating that we live in a country that can kind of do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, to anybody it wants, and nobody can stop us because we're simply better than them. And we're going to revel in that. We're going to celebrate that. Then we're going to ask some questions. Then we're going to get into what maybe this Venezuela operation plays into in worldwide strategies and patterns and operations going on. So it's not going to be all, you know, hoorah, no questions asked, just, you know, kick butt, go America. But we are going to do that for a little bit because we have to, because we're awesome and we have to appreciate that fact. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Monday, the 5th of January, 2026. Maduro appears in U.S. courtroom on drug trafficking charges. A defiant Nicolas Maduro declared himself the president of my country as he protested his capture and pleaded not guilty on Monday to the federal drug trafficking charges that the Trump administration used to justify removing him from power in Venezuela. Quote, I was captured, Maduro said in Spanish, as translated by a courtroom reporter before being cut off by the judge. Asked later for his plea to the charges, he stated, I'm innocent, I'm not guilty, I'm a decent man, the president of my country. Again, we will tell you all about what's happening with Maduro and his trial and what exactly is going on there. We'll return to that in just a minute. But following the success of this pretty astonishing mission, Trump is basically looking around for the next target and is kind of making threats against a lot of people. It's pretty interesting, including Greenland. Now, Greenland has responded, saying U.S. attacking a NATO ally would be, quote, the end of everything, says Danish Prime Minister. Well, we were already convinced. No need to sweeten the pot. Any U.S. attack on a NATO ally would be the end of everything, Denmark's Prime Minister warned Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump repeated his desire to annex Greenland. If the United States decides to militarily attack another NATO country, then everything would stop. That includes NATO and therefore post-World War II security. Well, then great. Well, then it's a win-win situation. We get Greenland and we get to end the NATO post-World War II neoliberal consensus that is basically slowly poisoning everyone. So I say do it. I say go for it. Meanwhile, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz ends his 2026 campaign for re-election. Tim Walz announced Monday that he's ending his bid for re-election. The reversal, which came from amid mounting pressure from fellow Democrats, marks a major shape-up in Minnesota politics heading into the 2026 midterms. And of course, you know, Axios is like, well, you know, the Democrats said it's, you know, maybe it's time for somebody. No, he's a criminal, and he has presided over one of the biggest acts of just blatant looting the world has ever seen. And he's decided it's better just not to take all of that heat and just instead to retire because I think maybe he thinks he can get away with it. I don't know. But this shouldn't be the end for old Tim Walz. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance's home has been broken into, as well as some good news here. Section 453 granting pesticide companies immunity has been removed from the bill. We actually defeated that. More on the other side.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Watching the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Overwhelming American military power, air, land, and sea was used to launch a spectacular assault.
So this is a hype video put out by the Trump administration called simply Our Hemisphere. It's our hemisphere, and you exist here at our pleasure, essentially. And I told you, we'll question it. We'll get into, you know, what I think is really behind Venezuela, how I think it plays into a wider global chess game being played right now. But we'll save that. But we'll save that for a little bit, because we're just going to revel. We're just going to revel in what was accomplished yesterday, because no matter how you feel about political implications or the legality of the operation, you're lying if you don't admit it was pretty cool. It was actually very cool. It's actually probably one of the coolest things the American military maybe has ever done. Now, it resulted in dozens of Venezuelan defenders dead, but not a single American life or piece of equipment was even lost. That's incredible. Extracting this, the president of a country flawlessly. I mean, it was really something else. And it proved a few things. First of all, that the American military can achieve stuff like this on its own, a warning shot across the bow of our other geopolitical enemies. The timing of this was very interesting, with a Chinese envoy arriving in Venezuela just the day before. Must have been an awkward ride home for them. And we'll also talk about sort of how this plays into, again, the wider geopolitical struggle. Is it all about the oil? Is it about election fraud? We'll figure it out. We'll get into it. We'll tell you of the research that we've done and what we've uncovered, but let's revel. But first, can we just revel for a second, please? This was another video put out by the White House, clip number 7. They're really enjoying the propaganda that they got out of this, and God bless them. Let's go to clip number 7. Nicolas Maduro had his chance until he didn't. Let's watch.
Venga por mí.
Last night, on the order of the President of the United States,
aquí lo esperan, Miraflores,
and in support of a request from the Department of Justice,
no se tarde en llegar.
The United States military conducted an apprehension mission in Caracas, Venezuela, to bring to justice two indicted persons, Nicolas and Cecilia Maduro.
Cobarde!
Nicolas Maduro had his chance until he didn't. He effed around and he found out.
This was one of the most stunning, effective, and powerful displays of American military might and competence in American history.
Like, I don't understand yet how they haven't figured this out. And now, if you don't know, now you know. Because this is the way it's going to play out. And I think people need to understand that this is not a president that just talks and does letters and press conferences. And, you know, if he says he's serious about something, he means it. But don't play games. Don't play games with this president's in office, because it's not going to turn out well.
Yeah, it's probably some pretty good advice there. Probably some pretty good advice. Now, let's just keep going. Can we keep going? Let's just keep it going here. This was a recreation of the event. This is, again, just something, a phenomenon of the modern age where, thanks to AI, you can have an event happen on Sunday evening, and by Monday morning, you have a fully realized animated dramatization of it. Pretty incredible stuff. This is from a Twitter account, an X account, called PsyOp Anime, clip number 15. This is PsyOp Anime's recreation of the events in Caracas, Venezuela yesterday. Here we go. Let's watch.
Así que el cambio de régimen, además de ilegal, es inmoral. Y aquí no lograrán ni colonizar, ni esclavizar, ni a Venezuela, ni a América del Sur, ni a nuestra América. Y si algún día tocan a Venezuela, toda la América se levantará por nosotros.
So now let's go to reaction that's pouring in from world leaders this morning who are waking up to a new reality with what happened overnight.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty dang cool. And again, you had the Chinese envoy arriving in Venezuela yesterday. Didn't help very much and may have actually precipitated this assault, or at least, you know, contributed to it. But of course, we've got, there were a lot of other things that went into this, a lot of other, you know, decisions that led to this action being taken, including one of my favorites out of the New York Times. The New York Times reported that what finally pushed Trump to send Delta Force to storm Caracas and abduct Maduro was the fact that Maduro was dancing on stage. This week, he was back on stage brushing off the latest U.S. escalation, a strike that the United States said was for drug trafficking, by bouncing to an electronic beat on state television while his recorded voice repeated in English, "No crazy war." Mr. Maduro's regular public dancing and other displays of nonchalance in recent weeks helped persuade some on the Trump team that the Venezuela president was mocking them and trying to call what he believed to be a bluff, according to two of the people who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to talk about the confidential discussion. So apparently Maduro went out, you know, on stage to dance and frolic to show Trump he wasn't afraid, and that was the wrong thing to do, I think. I think that was the wrong thing to do. And it, I don't know, something about that. I can just picture Trump watching Maduro dance being like, okay, all right, that's how it's going to be. Launch the attack. Launch the attack then, in that case. It also, of course, was a little bit of Maduro throwing it back in Trump's face, right? Obviously, Trump became famous for his little Trump dances on stage. Maduro was, in a way, mocking him, I think. And he didn't like that. But let's go to some more videos here because we have, yeah, there's the dancing. He's right. He's doing like kind of a Trump dance. Yes, peace, 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 peace forever are the subtitles there. Yeah, Trump's a better dancer, man. I'm gonna give it to Trump on this one. But yeah, that may have had a little something to do with it. But I do want to go to another animated piece that actually explains what exactly happened last night, how it all went down. Let's go to clip number. Let's go to clip 26 here, or clip 27. Right? Let's go to clip 27. This is the truth about Venezuela that the left is desperate to hide. This is a Venezuelan who was against the Maduro regime explaining what it was actually like for people living in Venezuela. Let's watch.
Okay, my family, my parents, my sister, my extended family, all lost everything. Their work, their savings, their investments, gone. Wiped out by a narco dictatorship that has held Venezuela in a death grip for over 25 years. And what happened to my family has happened to millions. And yes, millions. The Venezuelan exodus is the second largest displacement crisis on Earth after Syria. This is not just a tragedy. It is one of the great humanitarian disasters of our time. But the suffering doesn't end there. This regime has jailed hundreds of political prisoners. Thousands have been murdered simply for speaking out. More than a third of the population has fled. One third. Not for better opportunities or for the American dream, but to survive. To live, because staying often means death. And while the world may see Venezuela as a collapsed state, what it is in reality is an occupied one. Our territory, our natural resources, and our institutions have been overrun by hostile foreign powers. Iranian militias, Chinese corporations, Russian intelligence, all exploiting our country with impunity. Venezuela is no longer just a local crisis. It is now a geopolitical threat that endangers the entire Western Hemisphere. It has become a launchpad for an authoritarian expansion in the Americas. And in the midst of all of this, one woman has dared to lead the charge for freedom. Maria Corina Machado. In 2024, against every odd, she led a peaceful democratic uprising that won the election. Her team smuggled physical.
Now, interestingly, I don't believe that she is going to be taking over. They've sort of set her up to be, you know, the queen in waiting, right? And the queen in exile to be installed there. But that's not happening. Now the vice president is taking over, Maduro's vice president. And again, this is all very unprecedented. Like, we've never really seen anything like this, and I think we're all trying to kind of piece it all together. But let's see how actually the assault itself went down. Clip number 59. This is how it actually went down minute by minute, in case you're wondering how America was able to achieve this seemingly impossible result. Remember, last time Patrick Byrne was in studio, we were talking about possibilities when it came to Venezuela, and I was saying it doesn't look like Trump wants a full-fledged invasion. And I think I asked, you know, what about an extraction team? And I can't remember exactly what Patrick Byrne's response was, but it was kind of just like, eh, it's probably not possible. I mean, it's so unbelievable to get into this because they knew. It's not like we were not doing anything with Venezuela. Then one day we stole their president. No, like, we clearly were signaling this is what we're doing. We are clearly had them on defense as much as humanly possible, and yet we still pulled it off. Absolutely incredible. Again, just unironically embracing and celebrating the power and efficiency and strategy and capability of the American Armed Forces. What a beautiful thing. I mean, I just wish it would be sent clear out little Mogadishu out of Minnesota. Maybe we could send it to take out, I don't know, Gavin Newsom or any of the other treasonous scumbags that are destroying our country. But we're not complaining. I'm sorry. We're reveling. We're celebrating. We're enjoying the power and effect of the American military. Let's go to clip number 59 now.
How do you capture a high-value target when the whole world is watching? You create a masterclass in deception. The CIA set the stage with a single building as bait and filled the sky with 150 aircraft to create a deafening sonic shield for the helicopters to drop Delta forces. F-35s lit up the perimeter, turning night into day. By the time the dust settled, the helicopters had already touched down and Maduro was gone. We'll also look at how the U.S. uses the F-35 jets and its Navy to launch a large-scale attack, all in the video ahead. In the dead of night that is 2 in the morning, the lights went out in Caracas. By 5 a.m., the president of Venezuela was gone. But how U.S. played a deception games. While the whole world were focused on the aircraft carriers in the Caribbean, a shadow war was being fought on the ground. This wasn't an invasion, it was a surgical extraction. We finally have the declassified timeline of how U.S. forces breached the heart of Caracas and extracted Nicolás Maduro. Let's start with step one. The setup. This didn't happen overnight. For months, the U.S. had been tightening a naval quarantine around Venezuela. The U.S. Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group and the U.S. Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group were parked off the coast. The pretext was clear. The U.S. designated the Venezuelan government a narco-terrorist state, specifically targeting the drugs lords, but while the Navy squeezed the coast, intelligence assets were tracking one man. They waited for a specific window, a moment where Maduro was stationary and vulnerable. Step 2, the strike. It began at exactly 2 in the morning Venezuelan standard time. High above, several F-35 stealth fighters punch a hole through the enemy lines, destabilizing their anti-air defenses. Like these Russian S-300 missiles located all over the strategic high-value target. With the skies clear, the path opens for Delta Force helicopters to fly straight towards the mission. Here comes the deception as the helicopters flew. The jets started firing with more strikes as it hit Fort Tuna, the main military base and command center, and La Carlova Air Base, destabilizing Venezuelan air support. Reports from the ground described widespread explosions and a sudden communications blackout. The chaos wasn't the goal, it was the cover. But how did the raid happen? We have to look at step three. Under the cover of darkness and chaos, the Tier 1 operators went to work. But what is the exact unit tasked with the mission? It is the Delta Force, one of the most elite secretive special forces units in the U.S. military. Witnesses in Caracas reported low-flying aircraft skimming the rooftops, flying well below radar coverage. The team breached a secure compound believed to be a safe house within the massive Fort Tuna complex. Resistance from the Venezuelan presidential guard was swift, but ultimately futile, as the helicopters lay cover fire. The operators moved with surgical speed landing on multiple points. But how exactly the capture and extraction happened? For this, let's look at step four. Specialized helicopters hovered over the objective to insert the assault team. While dozens of attack helicopters laid down suppression fire, the Delta Special Forces descended and started the search for the high-value targets. How did they find him? Simple. The CIA had planted spy inside Nicolás Maduro close circle. While back in the U.S., Delta Force built an exact replica of his safe house, rehearsing the raid until they could do it blindfolded. While operators breached the room so fast, his security could not even react to the situation as the sound of flash grenades disoriented the security guard. Using blowtorch, they caught him before he could even lock all the doors. Maduro's shock and awe froze him as Delta Force reached the compound. Nicolás Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, were physically secured. This wasn't a negotiation. They were detained and immediately moved to the extraction point. These aircraft are capable of performing urban extractions from buildings and refueling in midair. Within minutes, they were airborne, leaving Venezuelan airspace and heading to a secure floating staging base in the Caribbean. This Operation Southern Spear has changed the geopolitical map of South America overnight. But wait, before after the extractions, there were reports of F-35 jets also leading the tip of the spear for the attack.
Okay, so again, that's basically how it happened. Where it goes from here, I guess, is anybody's guess whether Maduro will turn state's witness and, you know, start spilling the beans on people in America that he was cooperating with to steal the election or to get people into our country. I mean, whatever it is, it's very interesting. I guess we'll get to see what happens with SDNY, right? The Southern District of New York, where high-profile cases go to die, literally in some cases. Is where Epstein was. That's where Diddy was. That's where Maureen Comey was, still is, I believe. But it's, you know, clearly a deep state-controlled operation, so why they would send Nicolás Maduro there, a little bit suspicious. But I want to show you some more videos from what happened last night. This is how the attack began. This is clip number 26. This is how it began. There was a cyber attack and a blackout of the entire country. And somebody was filming at the time. So let's go to clip number 26 now. So you see. Whoop. There it goes. Uh-oh. You're in trouble. Uh-huh. It gets real dark. And by the time the lights come back on, their president is gone. Pretty crazy stuff. Now, whether that was a cyber attack or whether they hit a big transmission system, I think to knock out the electricity for the whole country, it was probably a cyber attack of some sort. So we really opened up, you know, the armory here and hit them with everything we had. Let's go to clip number 21 here. This is one of those clips that, again, it's like even if I wasn't in favor of this attack, which I'm sort of up in the air about still, you got to admit it's cool. You got to admit it's cool. We fly in this helicopter and somebody shoots at it. And within a second, the area that shot the missile is completely destroyed. And how can you not? I mean, if you're a man, there's still that little boy inside that's just like, this is cool. This is cool. And I want G.I. Joe's so I can reenact this in my living room. Let's go to clip number 21. Somebody opened up a fire U.S. helicopter and the helicopter destroyed them. Let's watch. So you can see the fire open up. And there's the helicopter return fire. Eliminated. Yeah, that quick. Again, I don't care how you feel about the legality of the attack. It's like it's a very potent reminder. I mean, we spend so much time hearing about like people, like Americans being bombed in some desert fort somewhere. And, you know, we just have this image of American soldiers sort of standing around a lot of places. But like, man, when we really want to do something, we do the hell out of it and no one can stop us. Is this live? This is Maduro being perp walked. We got a couple of videos of him being perp walked, including some very interesting videos. Like clip 29 here, this was Trump parading Maduro through New York. Now, Maduro's actually in the first van, so people thought he was in the second van because the van's got its doors open. But you might as well, because again, this was sort of a slap in the face. Mom Donnie was like, don't bring him here. Trump's like, shut up. Shut up, Mom Donnie. And then sends him there anyway. So this is Maduro being paraded through the streets of New York City. Pretty interesting. Let's watch that. So apparently he's in this first car, but then following him is a van. With the doors wide open and soldiers standing in it. Yeah, a lot of socialists in New York. They'll yell. They like yelling about things, but they're not actually going to do anything because they're not Delta Force operatives. These guys are. These guys are Tier 1 operators that are not frightened by men in dresses screeching at them. And no, I'm not kidding. That is who a lot of the protesters turn out to be. And we'll talk more about it. I mean, there's so much to this. It's absolutely fascinating. What's actually behind it, I think we can glean from some of the reaction from the Trump administration. We'll get to their comments later, as well as Trump looking around the world at what else he wants to do with the U.S. military. Now, this went so well. We also know that the Chinese just sold a bunch of anti-aircraft stealth radar to Venezuela. Venezuela bought out their entire stock on the promise that it would be able to detect stealth aircraft. Well, they all failed yesterday. And whether that's because they were some sort of Chinese knockoff that never worked, or whether it was something that the American military did to disable them, basically Venezuela spent a fortune on defenses, none of which helped even a little bit yesterday. Yeah, and this is an interesting new development in international relations, you might say. More on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As we continue to talk about the operation to extract Nicolas Maduro yesterday, you know, I had a little metaphor that I put forward that I think people appreciated. And it's sort of like, I feel like a kid whose house is falling apart, whose roof is leaking, who can't afford new clothes, has to wear hand-me-downs, can't afford the newest toys, we're struggling. And then I see my dad pull into the driveway with a new $200,000 sports car. And it's like, okay, what the hell? Okay, what the hell, Dad? What the hell? Would you not see that we're struggling here? Do you not see that we need this help? And it's like, guys, you don't understand how much we need this car. You don't understand how much this car is going to help us. I'm working so hard on getting you shoes. I'm working so hard. We're getting you shoes, and that's happening. It's happening in the background. Trust us, okay? We're working on it so hard to get you shoes. It's just this car was, we really need it. It's really going to turn things around for us now. It's like, okay. And then Owen Schroyer corrected me. It's more like your dad buys a sports car for his mistress. Your family doesn't even get to enjoy it. So I corrected it too. Your dad buys a sports car for his rapist friend. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Because I have a hard time feeling like this was for us. I get the arguments. I get it. But It's just not the top of my priority list. So it's cool. It's cool to see your dad in a sports car, but it's kind of like, is that what we need right now? Or should we do some of the basics? Like, we can extract the president of Venezuela without losing a single man in an hour, in less than in like 30 minutes. But Kilmar Abrego Garcia still haunts us. But we can't get the Haitians out of Ohio or the Somalians out of Maine. We can't arrest any of the blatant criminals that are just violating law after law in positions of power. Nothing we can do about that. You know why, right? You know why? Because there's no activist judge that can intervene and tell us to give Maduro back or stop us from doing things overseas. That's why I'm sort of serious. I think we need two presidents. I think we need, like, Trump can be our foreign president. And he can handle all the foreign operations. And somebody like J.D. Vance can be deploying the military on U.S. soil to take care of the problems we have here. So it's not even like I'm against it. It's just like I wouldn't be against my dad having a sports car. You don't want your dad to have a sports car. It's like, well, just saying, is it the most responsible thing to be doing with our limited resources and limited time we have available to us to reclaim our sovereignty and heritage and continuing existence? I don't know. I don't know, personally. But it is cool. But it is pretty dang cool. I feel, again, like the... I don't know why. Dr. Strangelove just keeps popping up. But it's that scene in Dr. Strangelove where they're saying, is it possible for these bombers to get to their sites? And even though, you know, a bomber getting to its site would be the end of the world, right? It would be nuclear war. Still, as he's describing it, General Turgidson can't help but, like, get excited. They can get under the radar. You should see these big things swooping in. They get so good. yes, they could make it if they wanted, right? It's kind of how I feel right now. It's like, yeah, they kidnapped a president. I'm not entirely sure about the legality of that or the purpose of it, but you should have seen these helicopters swooping in out of the fog. I mean, it was something else. It really was. I'm not even kidding. It really is something to behold. So let's behold it, shall we? Shall we behold the power and might and glory of the American military? Because I would just like to see, I'd like to see the American people sort of benefit from powering this incredible military, but that's okay. I'm sure we will somewhere down the line, right? I'm sure. Well, let's go to some of these videos because, yeah, I mean, some of the clip 65 here. Look at the height at which the Night Stalkers descend, and it's totally fogged out. I don't know if this fog itself was natural or if this was smoke from some of the, you know, bombs, but I mean, you can see this two-prop helicopter descend out of the fog and shoot across the horizon into another bank of fog really fast. So, I mean, they must be flying by radar because, I mean, it's completely foggy. I don't think there was any visibility whatsoever there. I mean, you should see some of these guys fly these helicopters. It is truly something else. How about clip, look at that, just skimming along the tops of buildings, soaring through the clouds so fast. Just really incredible stuff. Let's go to clip 63 here. I think this was actually the moment of extraction because you have this helicopter floating and it's almost like you can't even see the helicopter. It's so stealth. It's almost hard to even see, but there it is. Do you see it right above the trees there? That's the helicopter. And you see people descending from it. It's not even that loud. So this was it actually happening. Imagine being a Venezuelan driving by this. Am I witnessing my president be kidnapped right now? Maybe I should film this and put it on TikTok. Yeah, good idea. So there's the helicopter looming like a shadow over the home of Nicolas Maduro as they extract them. I think those may be the most impressive ones. Now, in response to this, obviously there has been a lot of outpouring of emotion on both sides. And I don't think you can look too much into this. Like I had, because I have examples of both, right? I have examples of people in Caracas, Venezuela, demanding the president back, right? Big crowds in Caracas that seemingly are opposed to what just happened. At the same time, there's other videos. There was a live streamer that it was a bunch of young people. They all looked to be in their, you know, early 20s, late teens. And they actually receive the information live that Maduro's been arrested. And they, like, you can see the excitement. And they're, like, crying tears of joy. They're so happy. So part of me is like, okay, this represents unadulterated, raw reaction. Young people in Venezuela, so happy. And you can, like, see it in their face. And you can even see for a moment they're scared to celebrate, because what if it was fake, right? What if you live in this dystopian, tyrannical system and they announce, oh, the president has been killed, and you go, yeah, heck yeah, great, I hated that guy. Like, okay, what if he's not actually dead? That was a test and you just failed. And so you can actually tell this moment when the streamers hear that Nicolas Maduro, and they all get, like, scared. And they all sort of look around and they're like, is it confirmed though? But is it confirmed? And it's not until it's actually, like, they show, you know, they show the screen and it must be a, you know, a mainstream media headline saying it. And then they all start celebrating. So, like, clearly there's some nuance here, right? Clearly you can't say everybody in Venezuela is in favor of this. Everybody in Venezuela is against this. But a lot of it's being manipulated and a lot is being made of these videos, whether they're real or not. And even the so-called real ones kind of aren't real. I'll explain what that means in just a second. But let's go to clip 25 here, because I mentioned this. This is a Chinese promotion for the anti-stealth radar that they just sold to Venezuela that utterly and completely failed. So we can roll this video. It's in Chinese. We don't need the audio. But this was an ad that China produced for its anti-aircraft radar system. From the Eurasian Times, China's anti-stealth JY-27 radar flops in Venezuela. Did F-22, F-35 Hunter got hunted by USAF, experts decode. The unprecedented capture of the Venezuelan president by the U.S. military has stirred several conversations among military strategists, observers, and defense enthusiasts. Interestingly, this includes the ineffectiveness of the radars that Caracas acquired from China. So they apparently bought 9 of these things, which were all of the ones available. They integrated these into Venezuela's air defense network alongside Russian systems like the S-300VM surface-to-air missiles, forming a layered defense around key sites, including Caracas. Didn't help very much. The entire defense network collapsed as U.S. jets entered Venezuelan airspace, hunting for targets whose location was perhaps already known. The JY-27 is a Chinese-made VHF band radar system developed by the China Electronics Technology Group Corporation. Venezuela acquired several units of these radars over the past few years as part of its air defense modernization. Designed to detect low observable crafts like the U.S. F-22 and F-35 by operating at meter wave frequencies that, in theory, exploit resonance effects on stealth designs, the JY-27 has been marketed by Beijing as anti-stealth or stealth hunter radar. Didn't really work, though. Didn't really work. That's what happens when you order your air defenses from Alibaba, unfortunately. It's what happens when you go to Temu for your anti-aircraft defense systems. Sorry. So in addition to, you know, sort of proving America's power to act anywhere in this hemisphere, pretty severe blow to the marketability of China's aircraft detection systems. So I like seeing that, because in general, I sort of, you know, in a general sense, hate China. So I like things that make them look bad in general. Now, clip 49 here, this was presented. Foreigners waving communist flags have taken over Times Square in New York City, demanding the release of Nicolas Maduro. So this is what it looked like inside the protest there in Times Square, as anti-capitalist, you know, communist protesters take it over. Look, they've taken over Times Square. Huge crowds there piling in to that iconic location, taking over Times Square, right? Pretty sizable display, yes? Until you take a slightly different view. Let's go now to clip number 67 and see what this very same protest looks like from the sky.
Look, I'm going to show y'all something.
Yeah, not that impressive,
actually.
There's
nobody around these people.
That's actually
They're
it.
They're recording for TV. Look.
That's
They're
it.
They're down here like, come on.
That's
Cheer
the entire
louder.
Thing.
Cheer more. And then you're going to see this on TV and you're going to think that there's like a billion people down here. But look, there's really not.
Remember, they've taken over Times Square. Communists take over Times Square. You get the video. It's close up. It looks like a giant crowd. So, you know, people are pointing to, you know, community notes because a lot of videos went around showing, you know, big celebrations, and they turn out to be like World Cup celebrations from a couple years ago or something. It is literally something that happens every time a major world event happens. And for the most part, it's not dishonesty on the part of the people sharing it. And I think I shared one. It's like, wow, okay, people are celebrating. That's really cool. Turns out it was a video from a while ago. I didn't know that. I didn't gather the video, but you retweet something, you reshare something thinking that it's legitimate, and it's not. And that happens a lot, and people point to it and go, oh, you're trying to convince us. The same thing happens on the other side. Exact same thing happens. Oh, this crowd took over Times Square. And then you see it from far away, and it's like 25 people. Not that big of a deal, actually. And again, I don't even know how much you can read into this anyway. But the thing to understand about it, as we go to clip number 31 here. This is another march in America of leftists. We can go ahead and roll this as B-roll. And what you'll notice is that they're waving the Venezuela flag. No war for Venezuela. See, 9 months ago it was the Ukrainian flag. Then it was the Palestinian flag. Then it was the Mexican flag or the Iranian flag. Now it's the Venezuela flag. These people just hate America, is the thing I want you to understand. They don't care about any of these other countries. They'll wave any flag that's not an American one. And when America has a conflict, they're on the other side, no matter how legitimate or rational it is. Okay? I just want you to take that in and understand. They'll put their Venezuela flags away, and they'll be pulling out their Ukraine flags soon enough, or their Iranian flags, or whatever else. It doesn't matter to them. They just don't like America doing America things. Now, I'm in favor of America doing America things. I'd like to see it done a lot more. I'd like to see it be done to the people that are actually severely and directly hurting us. And maybe that was Venezuela. Maybe that was Venezuela by like one step removed. I don't know. But like I said, it's like it's a cool sports car, but our roof is leaking. Okay? It was a really cool extraction, but I'm still becoming a minority in my own country, right? Venezuelans aren't being sent back. In fact, Kristi Noem was on TV yesterday saying Venezuelans can now apply for temporary protected status for some reason. Somehow we're getting more refugees out of this. You know, I'm happy it's not a full-scale war. I'm happy this isn't becoming Vietnam 2.0, not yet at least. I genuinely am. Still a little bit nervous about it. Still maybe not exactly what I want our government doing. Venezuelan here, they've captured the president and we celebrate. None of you understand how badly we wanted Trump to finally take down this man. Now we're free from the dictator's rule, so go ahead and hate on a man who liberated our country. We are grateful for this miracle. That could very well be true, and I have no doubt there are a lot of people in Venezuela that feel that way. Do you have any idea how many messages just like that would be spread by leftists if Donald Trump was taken out? That's why I can't really, you know, bank on this. Second front, how a socialist cell in the U.S. mobilized Pro-Maduro foot soldiers within 12 hours. That's the thing. Like, can we take those guys out? They're on our soil. They're in our home. The Americans that we deal with are, to me, way more of a concern than Venezuela, especially when it comes to something like rigging the election. This is what I don't understand. Venezuela may have had something to do with it. Maybe the heart of the operation, Smartmatic, Dominion. They may be Venezuelan companies working for Venezuela. That could all very well be true, but the election was stolen by ballot dumps in the middle of the night by ladies in Georgia who lied about a pipe breaking so they could get all of the observers away so they could feed into the machine hundreds of thousands of ballots, every one of which voted for Biden and nobody else and not a single vote for Trump in the entire tranche. Are they from Venezuela? Is it more difficult to go after them? I mean, I guess in the disturbed, broken system that we currently live in, it is literally easier to kidnap the president of Venezuela than it is to arrest random ladies, election workers in Georgia that clearly violated the law and stole the election. That is literally easier because judges will intervene when it comes to ladies in Georgia, and nobody can stop Trump operating in Venezuela. But it's like, wouldn't you take care of that stuff first? Do we really need Venezuela? Do we really need Nicolas Maduro to say this stuff? Will people even believe it? I mean, if Maduro comes out and says, yeah, we stole the election for Biden and here's how we did it. I mean, will people not look at that and just go, okay, he's just saying that to save his life because Trump basically threatened to kill him if he didn't? I don't know how convincing that's going to be. Stand with the Bolivarian Revolution. Hilarious. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Are they talking about Simón Bolívar? Are they talking about the breaking from Spain in the 1800s? What are we talking about? Do they have any idea? Anyway, we'll show you some clips from the Trump administration and what they're doing and what they've said following this. Made a lot of statements. Some that are good, some that are maybe not so good in my professional opinion. Before we do that, I do want to remind you that we are going to report on this, whatever happens, and where we're all going to give our different views. And obviously, if you watched Alex Jones' show, and I don't really disagree with Alex. I completely understand his perspective, and, you know, if he's right, he's right. I just happen to see some ulterior motives in the background. But regardless, it's like a responsibility of me to encourage you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, because Alex has given me, somebody that doesn't always agree with him, a platform to explore these situations. Where else would do that? You know, what other media organization does not have top-down instructions on how to cover things? And I've said it before. One of the only things Alex has ever told me to say, not telling me to say or how to cover something, but when Putin invaded Ukraine, he simply sent a message to Owen and I, Owen doing the war room and me doing American Journal at the time, simply saying, take this seriously. This is war, right? Don't be flippant with this. Don't just like make jokes out of this. This is a big deal. It's war. People are dying and this could get really dangerous. So just, you know, do your research, make sure what you're saying is true. Because this is a big deal, and I want you to treat it like it's a big deal. That's it. Now, not that I even had to say that, because obviously we recognize that, but that's the level of instruction I get from Alex Jones. Not, hey, you got to be against this. You got to be for this. You got to say this is really good for, Venezuela and that Trump's great. He never says that. I know he feels, and I think that's perfectly valid, and you know, it could be the right perspective. And again, that's how I... And I'm just being honest. I literally approach these things by going, I disagree with Alex. What am I missing here? What am I missing? Alex has been doing this a lot longer than I have. And at times in the past when I've disagreed with Alex, I've been sort of wrong. So I'm gonna take that into account. But all this is to say, there's no other outlet like this. There's no other organization like this. There's no other organization that you can put your trust in and truly understand that we are genuinely motivated by nothing but the truth, wanting peace, wanting America to be successful and sovereign, and want Americans to benefit. And while we may have slightly different ways of approaching that, I know Alex trusts me to do this and trusts me to maybe go off the rails sometimes, because he understands, as I hope you understand, that where I'm coming from is a patriotic, Christian, and loving position. So again, I just want to thank Alex for giving us the position to explore, giving us the, you know, opportunity to explore this and leeway to explore this. Literally hasn't said anything about this to me. But I'm going to get into, you know, what I think is really behind all of this. And I want you to support us in this mission, support us in our wide variety of views, always informed by the founding fathers and our North Star of basic libertarianism. Right now, we've got a new merch drop, the Broadcast Collection. Ton of new shirts and hats. Really, our shirts and hats are some of the coolest, and it is the widest selection of Patriot apparel anywhere in the world, thealexjonesstore.com. And right now, you get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or the Shilajit gummies with the purchase of any supplement. That ends on Thursday, January 8th, so don't wait. Cold and flu season is here, and Atomic Defense has the ingredients you need to fortify your body's defenses. Shilajit gummies also work in conjunction by supporting cellular energy and helping your body to adapt to stress, which is one of the biggest immune killers. Add any supplement to your cart and get your choice of a free Atomic Defense or Shilajit gummy in your order. Don't miss out. This order ends Thursday, January 8th. That's thealexjonesstore.com. get your supplement today and get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or the Shilajit gummies, your choice. Personally, I recommend the Shilajit gummies because I like them so much. But Atomic Defense would be very useful in this winter time when cold and flus are spreading. Now, again, there was a lot of talk after this. Let's go to clip number 13 here. This made headlines. President Trump on Air Force One, I believe, after the successful extraction of Nicolas Maduro, being asked, what's next? Clip 13.
You know, one of the things that is happening, and I think you see it all the time, Howard, you've seen it, that Cuba is ready to fall. You know?
Yes.
Cuba looks like it's ready to fall. I don't know how they, if they're going to hold out. But Cuba now.
Lindsey Graham
no
acting like a black woman in church there.
From the Venezuelan oil. They're not getting any of it. And Cuba literally is ready to fall. And you have a lot of great Cuban Americans that are going to be very happy about this.
Yes, preach. Preach, Brother Trump. Cheering him along. Practically vibrating with joy. Oh, Cuba next. Yes. Yes, Trump. Destroy them all. Yes, Senator Bloodfeast will have his fill of human blood one way or another. And like that type of thing, you got to ask questions. You got to wonder when Donald Trump is hanging out with Lindsey Graham, staying next to him like Salacious Crumb next to Jabba the Hutt, gibbering and laughing with joy as he threatens to take out another country. It's not the only country he threatened to take out. But you got to ask questions. Why is Lindsey Graham jittering with excitement? Not because of anything good. I'll just have you know that right now. But it wasn't just Cuba that Trump has his sights set on now. Let's go to clip number 14 here.
And on Greenland, what, Greenland now?
Yeah.
On Greenland. How did we come up to Greenland?
So do you expect to take an action against Greenland?
Well, I don't want to talk about Greenland. Let's talk about Venezuela, Cuba. Russia, Ukraine. We'll worry about Greenland in about 2 months. Let's talk about Greenland in 20 days.
On Venezuela, we talk so much about energy.
By the way, I will say this about Greenland. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic.
More on the other side, folks. Second hour, we'll get into what's really happening behind the scenes.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Two I designed. Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, say Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing, because we've got their ass.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.